present Absolute Power, created by Mark Taverner and written by Mark Burton, starring John Bird and Stephen Fry.
Oh, 4:30, a whole hour till going home time. Dear, oh dear.
Mr. McCabe.
I'm busy.
We're out of coffee and we need to order some more loo rolls.
Well, whose responsibility is that?
Yours.
So what are you doing then?
I'm studying, look.
Marketing, a beginner's guide for school leavers.
As part of my MVQ, I'm doing a day release course on marketing.
What, a whole day a week?
Yeah.
Have you okayed this with someone?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yes, good.
Actually, I'm supposed to get your help on this questionnaire about my workplace.
Oh, go on then, might help pass the time, I suppose.
Right. Question one. State full company name.
Prentice McCabe, Government Media Relations Consultants.
What is the exact nature of the business?
Let's come back to that one.
What materials does the company use?
Well, none. Well, at least we use less materials than most companies.
What does the company make?
We don't make much at all, really, in that sense.
So you're a useless company that doesn't make much?
Yes, I suppose that pretty well sums it up.
Afternoon, team.
Afternoon, Charles. Anyone call?
No.
Any messages?
No.
Any letters?
No.
Oh. Any coffee?
No. Place is dead. I've been so bored today, I almost dealt with the Harold Dixon account.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Do I detect a soupçon of ennui, Martin?
A whole bowl of soupçon. I just can't get the hang of this being your own boss thing. All these responsibilities, finding clients, ordering loo rolls.
But you haven't ordered any loo rolls.
Yes, thank you, Sandy. That's another headache. Staff. You get a trainee and the next thing they're off half the week, training.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
I don't know. Does he have to be this hard?
Martin, I've always believed that life should be a roller coaster.
What do you mean?
I mean an exhilarating ride that sweeps you up and down, not a miniature railway pootling along at 3 miles an hour. OK, so now we're at the bottom. But soon we'll climb to the very top, and with a giddy feeling of exhilaration and excitement, we'll rush headlong through the family fun park called success.
Oh, I like the sound of the miniature railway.
Look, at least we've still got this government retainer. And something else will turn up. I've got a feeling in my gut. Call it a man's intuition, if you will.
I call it gnawing hunger.
Tell you what, let's go out tonight.
Can we afford it?
Well, I won these 2 free theatre tickets in a raffle.
Oh, what is it? Chicago? Cats?
It's How Bleak My Wharf at the Deptford Fringe Theatre.
Oh, it could be worse. Could be cats.
Hello, Prentice McCabe. Charles speaking. How may I help you? Archie, my dear camarade. How are things up at Millbank? I see. No, I'm blushing like a pink rose at the thought of it. Okay, Archie. Hang on, Archie.
Is it Archie?
Brilliantly deduced. Our new Labour Nibelung wants to meet us tonight somewhere quiet and deserted.
Oh, so change of plan then?
No, the Deptford Fringe Theatre would be perfect.
So, what's the play?
A brutally piercing satire of contemporary sexual mores.
Oh, you've seen it before?
God, no, but that's what all fringe plays are these days.
Oh, here comes Archie now. Archie, over here.
Are you mad, using my name in public?
For goodness sake, no one knows who you are.
And I'd like to keep it that way. Luckily, Archie is not my real name. I take great pains to keep my work covert.
I see.
The PM likes that. And yesterday he said, good work, Ed.
Ed?
He was talking about me to someone else. Damn, damn.
What can we do for you, Ed, Archie?
We want you to help out a friend of the party.
Who?
Can't say yet. All I can say is that it's big. You need to clear the decks at Prentice McCabe.
Well, that should be easy.
Clear the decks, Archie? Do you think we sit around all day with nothing to do but order loo rolls? No, I'm sorry, it's impossible. The order books are full.
We'll make it worth your while. Have a look in this envelope.
Nissan Sunny brake cable design.
Ah, no, that's to do with the Ken Livingstone project. Here.
Ah, oh yes, nice check. I'll call Sandy immediately. She's working late at the office, typing up reports and invoices.
And so we can see that before a product can be launched, It must be market tested.
Oh, sorry, everyone. Hello?
Ah, Sandy, Charles Prentice here. Could you ring Microsoft and tell them that we can't do the launch next week?
Microsoft, what are you talking about?
Are they? Well, Bill will have to dry his eyes and wait, I'm afraid.
I'm at evening class.
Likewise, Sony, the Football Association and the London Fashion Festival.
Are you drunk again?
All right. Don't work too late.
Performance starts in 2 minutes.
So, what's our task?
Can't tell you yet. Hush, hush. Better go. I'll be in touch.
Yeah, see you, Archie.
Shh.
Sorry.
Well, certainly a controversial play, all that swearing and anger at the beginning.
I think they were just having trouble moving the piano, actually.
All that nakedness, too. Is that allowed?
Oh, it's encouraged.
I've never seen so many purple bits flapping around. Like Christmas at a turkey farm.
Charles! Martin!
Oh, my God. It's Christopher Hamilton.
Who?
You remember, BBC guy. Nice, but a bit useless.
Well, that could be any of them.
Oh, God, not him. Arty-farty bore of the highest order. Let's get out of here, if I'm not mistaken. It's Christopher Hamilton. What a lovely surprise.
Hello, Charles. Hello, Martin. Long time no see.
Hello, Christopher.
I didn't realise you two were fringe theatre fans. What did you think? Groundbreaking play. No audience, sadly. And these days it's all about bums on seats.
All about bums on stage, if you ask me.
So, how's life? Still director of catering and technical services?
Well, haven't you heard? I'm now controller of Radio 3.
Oh, bad luck.
Yes. It's not a big step down.
No, it's good. I've always wanted the job. So many amazingly exciting things going on.
Sorry, this is the same Radio 3 we're talking about, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But things are about to change. We've got to be market conscious now. There's this new post they've created, Controller of Network Strategy Radio.
What does that mean?
It means I get lectured at by this ghastly Australian woman.
Sounds awful. Well, we must be off.
Do you know, she wants to bring in outside media consultants.
Really?
Offer these people stack loads of our cash to relaunch Radio 3, whatever that means.
Fantastic cheek.
Enough of my trials. What are you two doing now?
Oh, this and that.
Heard you'd left the Beeb to run a company. Wouldn't it be amusing if you were media consultants? You'd go straight down to Broadcasting House and offer your services, wouldn't you?
As if. Broadcasting House, please, and don't spare the horses.
I told you something would turn up.
I can't believe we're doing this. Archie just told us to clear the decks, and Christopher will hate us.
Look, two new prospective clients, both awash with spondulics. It's the roller coaster, Martin. We're careering back up to the top.
Oh, put me back on the miniature railway. I feel sick. For God's sake, I don't know anything about radio.
You were controller of Radio 4.
Exactly. I certainly don't know about Radio 3.
Don't you listen to Radio 3?
Not since their last test match special. Listen to that for 20 years.
So about two test matches, then. Well, personally, I love the third programme. Shamelessly highbrow. Penny Gore, Donald MacLeod, Composer of the Week.
Do you listen to it?
No, of course not. No one does. That's the whole point. But I'm glad it's there. It's like Panorama or Nuclear Defence.
I won't know what to say.
My advice with radio people is this. If you want to flatter them, just say, it's the most visual medium. It's like magic words to them.
Maureen Hardy will see you now. Go through.
Here goes.
It's nice to touch base with you, Reg.
Hang on a moment, guys. The new Director General's on the phone. Me? Well, I'm controller of Network Strategy Radio. You're funny. Okay, Reg. See you. Bye. Sorry about that. The new DG's just acquainting himself with his management team. We've already got a great partnership going.
Yes, your lips his bottom. So, Prentice and McCabe, at your service.
Pull up a pew, guys. Can I get you a drink? Michelob, Budvar, Grolsch?
No, Prentice and McCabe.
No worries. Well, thanks for the call. Came at just the right time. So you know Christopher Hamilton?
Old colleague.
I bet he told you I was mucking up Radio 3.
That wasn't the phrase he used.
Yeah, had most of the same letters, though.
He thinks I hate culture, but he's wrong. I love classical music, particularly that... opera. You know the car advert? Oh, what is it now? La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Nessun Dorma.
That's right, the Nessun Dorma hatchback. It's a great advert. But you see, Christopher doesn't understand that we're at war. The comfy old days when you didn't have to worry about your audience, they're over. Listen to this.
Well, welcome to If That Isn't My Favourite, the show where you're never more than 2 minutes from a classic classic. I'm Henry Moira. Let's get the old deck spinning with a lovely bit of... What do we have here? It's Vivaldi. In fact, it's his famous Four Seasons. A real pizza music history.
What do you think?
Is that Radio 3?
No, this is Classical Gold FM, our big rival. That's Henry Moira. His show gets 6 million people tuning in. Of course, Christopher doesn't take my advice. He thinks I've got the wrong background for radio.
Which is?
Export lager, mainly.
Oh, well. Radio 3, export lager, it's all the same, really.
I've already put forward a few promotional suggestions, like these T-shirts at point of sale.
For a great radio station, follow the Radio 3 bear.
I couldn't give an FM for any other radio station.
Radio 3, where all the sugar turns to alcohol.
Yeah, probably needs a bit more thought, that one. But this is just the tip of the six-pack. We need something more radical, and that's where you guys come in. I want you to write me a report. The future of Radio 3. Push the envelope a bit. What I'm looking for is the big idea. Know what I'm saying?
Think so.
I want people out there literally pouring Radio 3 down their throats. Well, I meant into their ears.
I can't believe you two have betrayed me like this. Et tu, Brutus?
Brute, brute, it's vocative, for God's sake. Brute.
Now, Christopher, stop pouting. This relaunch is going to happen anyway. Better us do it than some faceless marketing pointy head, eh? We do love radio after all, don't we, Martin?
Yes, yes. It's the most visual medium.
Oh, Martin, that's so true. It really is. Well, maybe it is better if I cooperate.
Magic words.
Here's our classical department. Just recording the morning show. In the black polo neck, the presenter. In the slightly larger black polo neck, the producer. And, oh, that's the guest presenter in the polo neck jumper. The black one. Now, on to our other big department, speech and drama. We're very proud of our drama. On the slate today is a new play by the writer of How Bleak My Wolf.
What about us, Harry?
What about us, Tanya? This isn't IB for now. Trance is dead, it's time to grow up.
You've changed since that rave. What's wrong?
I'm in love with someone else, Tanya. Your brother.
You bastard! I'm pregnant, Harry.
Well, sounds like a gripping play.
Hmm? No, the cast haven't arrived yet. That's just the producer and his PA. Well, that's a taste of Radio 3. Be gentle with her. She's a cultural beacon in the millennial darkness. Oh, that might make a good slogan.
I think I prefer follow the Radio 3 bear.
Will you let me see this report first?
Oh, of course. It shouldn't take long for us to polish it off.
Yeah, one big idea. How hard can that be? So, in conclusion,
Martin, it's no good typing "so in conclusion" at the bottom of a blank screen.
Oh, it's good for morale. We've been at it for 2 weeks and we haven't had a twinkle of an idea.
I don't want to make excuses, but me giving up smoking hasn't helped.
That was in 1981.
I know what'll help. Lunch.
Now, that is a good idea.
Martin, you ideas bitch, let's brain crunch until our foreheads bleed.
Sorry?
Let's have a little think.
Right. Now, maybe we could take Radio 3 right down market, dumb it down, sort of ooh-ah cantata.
It's an idea, but our problem is how to be more attractive to young people. Let's give that some thought.
Oh, I think about it all the time.
Young people. Who do I know that... Oh, yes, my neighbour's son. Now, what does he like? You see, chatting up girls, drinking in pubs, driving fast...
How old is he?
12.
Prentice McCabe?
Maureen Hardy here. How's the report going?
Oh, you know, just dotting the I's, crossing the T's.
Great. See you at 5. Oh, by the way, do you mind if an old friend of mine sits in on the pitch meeting? She's very interested in your work.
I'm glad someone is. Okay.
See you at 5. Bye.
Oh, sorry I'm late. My class overran. We got into a really interesting discussion about the 100-tribe system.
The what?
Well, it's a way of grouping consumers according to common characteristics. For example, Mr. Prentice's tribe might be 40-somethings, highbrow and elitist, like the best of everything, can use pretentious phrases to reinforce social superiority.
Au contraire.
What about me?
Well, your tribe would be something like middle brow, low risk-taking, followers, not leaders, lacking confidence in your own opinions.
Well, that's nothing like me.
Is it, Charles?
Is it?
Certainement.
Where'd you get all this stuff, anyway?
My book, Marketing, A Beginner's Guide for School Leavers.
It's quite informative, isn't it? Look, they've even got a sample report. A typical relaunching strategy might read like this. How to rebrand widget A, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
blah,
maybe
blah,
we should study it for ideas.
Well, we could do. Or we could just copy it.
Charles, are you suggesting we literally copy out this sample report and submit it as our own work?
Yes.
Brilliant. Just exchange widget A with the words Radio 3. Charles, I think you've just had the big idea.
Everyone, a lot of pain, a few late nights, but voila, our opus, the report.
Can I just say, I've had a sneak preview, and frankly, it's fantastic.
It is? I mean, it is.
It's opened my eyes. The ideas on positioning work, targeting consumers, brand awareness, it reads like a textbook example of a marketing report.
You don't say.
By the way, this is Veronica, the friend I spoke to you about.
Hi. Oh, you don't mind me sitting in. I just wanted to see a top consultancy team in action.
No, of course not.
Veronica writes books.
Oh, nothing interesting, I'm afraid. Training manuals. I can't imagine you guys would have much call for marketing, a beginner's guide for school leavers.
you wrote marketing, a beginner's guide for school leavers?
Anyway, let's have a look at this report, shall we?
Actually, can I just take that copy back?
What the hell are you doing?
Shocked you, didn't I?
Bloody did.
Yes, little gimmick of ours. You see, we don't want you ploughing through page after page of drab marketing talk. No, what we like to do with our top clients is tell them the gist, give you, if you like, the big idea.
Oh, clever. Grab my attention, right?
This is brilliant. I'm learning so much.
Okay. So what is the big idea?
Well, Martin.
Rewind, Miss Selecta. You're down with DJ Shy Guy on Radio 3. Ooh, the sound of the street. Also, if you want to take in some culture, boys, best check out this little rave going down in Deptford Theatre. Ooh, how bleak my wolf. Some Malcolm X Jedi mind business I go on. Boy, I clocked it. It was wicked. This next slate is wicked. It's fresh. Yes, man. Yes, yes. Big up, big up, big up your chest, Vivaldi. Yes, yes, yes.
Had a rather disturbing dream last night.
Me too.
In my dream, we turned Radio 3 into a pirate radio station in an attempt to give it credibility with young people.
What a thought.
And we handed in a sample marketing report stolen from a book.
No, that really happened.
Damn, I knew it. Anyway, what about your disturbing dream?
Oh, I'd rather not talk about it, Mother.
Martin.
Martin, sorry. Still, how we managed to backpedal out of that meeting, God only knows. Luckily, Maureen gave us a few days' grace.
It's not going to make any difference, is it? The ideas bank is showing a deficit. We're as devoid of original thought as a boy band.
No, Martin. I've come up, in fact, with some new Radio 3 programme ideas.
Well, a new sports programme? The special, what's that?
Well, it's the test match special without the test match. Which, let's face it, is always the most disappointing part of the programme. Special is just lots of chocolate cake and banter. And my pièce de résistance, a new late-night show featuring Henry Moira, whom we headhunt from Classical Gold FM.
That's my favourite experimental music, to be sure. This is good stuff. We might pull it off yet.
Get this over to Maureen as soon as possible and Beebs your auntie. The Radio 3 contract is ours. Prentice McCabe...
Yes, yes, we'll be there.
No sign of him.
Oh, this is ridiculous. He's been watching too many episodes of The X-Files.
Oh, hello, Archie.
Ah, you're here, good.
Did we have to meet in an underground car park?
Safer. That way you don't stand out.
Except we haven't got a car.
Listen, the balloon's going up. Have you cleared the decks?
Absolutely. You've never seen decks that clear. It's like the Mary Celeste of media consultancy.
Right. Well, our friend wants to meet you ASAP. His name and where you'll find him is in this envelope, along with the code word.
Required items, three wise men, star, stable.
Ah, no, no, that's the Baby Blair project. Here, it's this envelope. Good luck, and remember, this meeting never took place.
Who is it, Charles? I'm fairly bursting with curiosity.
Well, I never...
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Charles Prentice and Martin McCabe, we have an appointment with the Director General of the BBC.
Prentice and McCabe for Mr. Drake.
Yes, send them in.
Go through.
Come in, lads, come in. I'm Reg Drake.
Charles Prentice.
Martin McCabe.
Well, you two come highly recommended.
Just keep smiling.
Now, you're probably wondering why you're here.
Just a little, yes.
Well, I've been preparing a little report on BBC bureaucracy.
Veil of Tears, reducing bureaucracy in the BBC. Ooh, this looks like strong stuff. Ooh, farewell BBC News 24. Ah, poor Gabby Roslin.
That section doesn't really concern you. Basically, I'm drowning a few kittens, as they say in the city, cutting out some dead wood.
I still don't understand why the government's so interested.
Oh, because this report could be a political hot potato. Archie says you'll be able to handle the flak, do the spin, sell the story as accountable money, going back into programming.
No problem.
Okay, no time to waste. No pads out. Let's kick off with something easy. Radio. I was ringing around last week, getting to know people, and I found out we had someone called, would you believe it, a controller of network strategy radio.
Really?
Yes, one Maureen Hardy. Look at the huge budget she swallows up. You don't have any dealings with her, do you?
No.
Well, she's the first kitten into the canal, I can tell you. In fact, we're going to phone her right after this meeting.
Right. Well, might we be excused a moment?
The Director General wants to put money into programming and cut bureaucracy. It's madness.
Never mind that. He's about to fire one of our biggest clients.
What can we do?
We've got to get her to sign our Radio 3 contract before she's fired. Maureen.
Hi, guys. What a pleasant surprise. Just reading your new report.
Can we have a quiet word?
That's my favourite experimental music, to be sure. It's a winner. If that doesn't help us shift thousands of gallons of... radio programmes, I don't know what will.
Yes, the thing is...
It's all going really well. I'm even thinking of redoing my office.
Yes, I'd wait a bit if I were you.
And buying a new car. Maybe one of those Ness and Dormers.
Yes. About the Radio 3 contract, we were just wondering whether you could sign it now and pay us straight away.
In cash, preferably.
No hurry, is there?
No.
You're not leaving us, are you?
No, we're not leaving you. No.
Well, all right then, I guess you've earned it. Where's my pen? Oh, mind if I answer that first?
No, first sign the contract.
Let me just take this call. No.
Cuff O, backwards.
Hello? Oh, hi, Reg. I see. Okay. Right. I've been fired. Well, so what? I'm versatile, I'm flexible.
So, back to export lagers?
Yeah. Well, I guess this affects you guys too. No contract, sorry.
Oh, well, we've got other things on our plate now.
Hang on. I know how to help you. I'm going to recommend you to the new Director General.
What?
I'm sure he'd love to know you've been working for me. Reg Drake, please.
Martin, I should say at this point that roller coasters can go down as well as up. Dum-dum-dum-dum. 4:30, only another hour to go. We may have lost a couple of clients, Martin, but there's plenty to be getting on with. I know. I'll order some loo rolls.
Sandy's already done it, remember?
Okay. Shall I get the Harold Dixon account out, then?
It's come to that.
The file's here somewhere. Hang on. What's this?
What?
Martin, how could you? What?
thank you for your application to join the BBC's new management team.
Charles, Martin, don't even try to wriggle out of this
it's
one.
It's not my letter.
Oh.
Excuse me, that's my personal mail you're reading.
Sandy?
Well, I figured I knew as much as you two about the subject. Why not?
There, you see, I told you working alongside us would give you confidence.
Sandy, how can we tempt you to stay?
It's all about the salary.
I know you want one. Look, what we need is a nice office outing to restore team morale.
I know. How about a trip to Beale Park in Berkshire?
Why, has it got a roller coaster?
Nobody has this wonderful miniature railway.
Excellent. After me, I like it.
You've been listening to Absolute Power, created by Mark Taverner and written by Mark Burton, starring John Bird and Stephen Fry, with Siobhan Hayes, Tony Gardner, Rebecca Front, Roger Sloman, Philip Fox, Beth Chalmers and Mark Tonderide. The music was by Matthew Scott. The producer was Paul Schlesinger.